Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But here he is. The mayor of Richmond, LeVar Stoney. I appreciate you calling in, and I was just telling the audience that you've been pretty upstanding about calling every Friday, and I'm thankful for that because you don't have to go on the radio and talk to a potentially hostile crowd, especially after
at least
this
not
week.
Every Friday.
You've done it every Friday,
John.
That's true. Especially after a week like this. I mean, I think it's my opinion has been a pretty bad week for the city and a bad week politically for you.
I said it would be a bad week for our country, I think. You know, I think you've seen a lot of pain expressed in the streets of our city and also around the country as well. And I think we need to begin some really significant work on how we go about fighting back some of the injustices that have led to the death of a number of black and brown people in this country. And I think that work is underway.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's how you express it, isn't it? You know, a week ago,
you
and I talked,
yeah.
A lot of people were 100% with the against police brutality. They were speaking out. They were posting things. They were actually joining with groups that they might not normally join with. And then after not so much the protest, but the violence associated with the protests, I think that unity has been completely lost. And
I wouldn't say that. I marched with a number of peaceful protesters on Tuesday evening down to the Lee Monument. The protesters in this city and the cities across this country have been overwhelmingly positive and peaceful. Have there been some violent elements, some criminal elements, some bad elements that have seeped into our city to cause damage and harm? Yes, without a doubt. And that's why early on in the process, early on this week, or I guess over the weekend, I spoke with the governor and requested a curfew, requested the help of the National Guard as well. And I'm also grateful for the help of Chesterfield and RICO and the Virginia State Police in terms of quelling some of the violence that we saw in the early days of last weekend. So,
but let me stop you if I can.
I would hate to paint those who paint a broad brush over the whole thing. There were some bad actors in the bunch. We were able to arrest 230 individuals. We were able to seize a number of guns in the process as well.
I know, but you're actually validating what I'm saying. This was not a peaceful protest. Parts of it were, but when you have an incident like this on a Friday night, a Saturday night, when the museum, the United Daughters of the Confederacy building, whether people like them or not, they don't deserve to have their building firebombed. When you have black-owned businesses that are looted and their windows smashed and all their merchandise stolen, and not just an isolated, like, one little block, but all over the city with dumpster fires. I mean, I had people writing me from all over the city who were saying, I'm petrified, and I want to put this to you. They said Mayor Stoney has abandoned us.
Well, first, I came out and said that was the violence in this city was occurring over those days was unacceptable. That's why we called in the National Guard. We did that. That's why we called in the help of our regional partners. That's why we imposed a curfew. the only locality that had one at the time.
But you didn't enforce the curfew, Mr. Mayor. You didn't. I mean, even the lieutenant governor, the lieutenant governor basically flipped his middle finger in your face and said, "Arrest me! I'm not going to obey."
We did enforce the curfew, John. We arrested 200 plus people on Sunday night.
But they still marched. They still were out. I mean, when we went on the
air, and they were peaceful. They were also peaceful.
Was that the caveat? You can be peaceful and break the curfew. I mean, I thought the whole point was to get everybody off the streets because,
I think we have to recognize, John, what de-escalation is as well. You want to de-escalate sometimes too.
Yeah, de-escalating after people have been attacked and their buildings have been burned and there's a palpable fear. And, you know, I get that. Maybe I said on the air, I don't know if you heard the show when we got back. I said, Friday, look, I had to deal with this kind of terrorism stuff from behind peaceful protests when I worked in the Middle East. I get it. I saw Friday coming. Maybe you guys didn't. But Friday, I don't want to say I'll give you a pass. But then you let it happen Saturday and Sunday and then Monday, and I'm just puzzled. At what point would you as a mayor say, enough is enough, I know you've got a point, the peaceful protesters are being ill-served and actually maligned and abused by the bad people in their midst?
And I've said that to them as well, that there are people, outside elements, coming into our city who are hijacking your mission to fight back injustices on black and brown people. It's not... You have to hold them accountable, and we will hold them accountable as well, and that's what you've seen us do over the course of this civil unrest. The facts speak for themselves when we make those arrests, as we did on Sunday, and we also got these weapons off the street.
Now, there were a lot of arrests, and there probably should have been more arrests. There were a lot of arrests, and there probably should have been more arrests, I think, but you're the one who... You know, called the protesters down to City Hall and offered an apology.
No, I did not do that. Time out.
Okay,
I didn't call
correct
them down
me.
City
Tell
Hall.
Me what happened.
They were already coming to City Hall first. And I said, if you were to come, I will come out there and apologize for what occurred at the Lee Monument. This was not a press conference. These individuals were already coming to City Hall already. I think I did the responsible thing by telling them that this government apologizes for what occurred at the Lee Monument.
Let me ask you sincerely, why would you apologize, even if it was a timing issue, for that situation based on what had previously occurred? I can't imagine. I didn't hear Governor Northam or you, quite frankly, apologize to the Second Amendment rally people who showed up and nothing happened, and they were supposedly going to wreak havoc through the city, and nothing happened. No one said, oh, gosh, well, you know, we really appreciate you coming, and we're sorry we had to be so tough on you. But
I appreciate that, John, but at the Lee Monument, peaceful protesters were tear gassed. That's why... I apologize. We create a social contract with those who come in here and say, hey, you come here, you can come to Richmond, the biggest stage in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and you can let your voices be heard in a peaceful way, right? And practice your exercise your First Amendment right. And these peaceful protesters, from at least some of the video I've seen, were tear gassed. That should not have happened. That's why I apologize.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on the peaceful protests, but after the violence that we witnessed, I think you have an obligation to protect people. And, you know, you kind of get on notice.
I want to correct the record real quick because you saw violence on, you saw violence and fires, things of that nature, vandalism, things of that nature on Friday night and Saturday night. You've not seen anything since then. From Sunday on.
There's been no violence. How many arrests were made on Sunday or Monday?
I think 230. We added more the other day as well. We've collected over 30.
Those weren't crosswalk violations. Why were they arrested?
Some were arrested for curfew, and some were arrested because they had curfew violations, plus there were some gun violations as well.
Okay.
And
well, I mean, come on, let's be honest. That's not generic. That's not benign. That's not... Hey, the police officer said stay over there, and then you got up in their face, and they got arrested. I mean, if they got guns and knives,
they should be arrested, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for it, but I don't think that that's taken in the context of what we had just seen. That's an indication that everything wasn't peaceful. I mean, I feel like the city hasn't been peaceful for the last several days. Now, apparently, my assertion is that they're organized, as you point out of town people. So I guess they've gotten on their buses and they've driven away, but they've left us in many cases in kind of a shamble. And I actually, you're going to find this crazy, after our conversation last Friday, I'm worried about the surge in the virus now. You told me last Friday you didn't want to have churches reopen because black and brown people, 500 or 1,000 black and brown people might get infected and spread this through the city. And then I didn't see you saying to the black and brown people who came to the city hall, guys, you've got to go. Please step up. You know, please don't breathe the same air. You didn't even have your mask on for a lot of that. Is that not... I mean, I was just stunned after your adamant statement to me for the last 2 weeks that you would allow that to happen.
Let's correct the record again here, John. Okay. I said no churches indoors. I said churches outside.
Okay.
Outdoor. That was my recommendation that we gave to the city.
Yeah, but, I mean, six feet apart. I mean, even the people who are doing yoga are standing 6 feet apart.
And here's the thing. We don't agree that people should be outdoors marching with no mask on right now. What you fail to understand, John, and I know we come from different sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm. Understand we have different opinions of this. There is serious pain in this country right now. The virus, yes, is lethal, but racism is lethal as well, and it's led to a loss of lives of black and brown people. And what you're seeing in the streets here in Richmond, and what you're seeing in the streets across this country, is that pain being expressed. Now, you may never know what that pain is. You live a different life than I do, and that's okay. But it's real and it's raw. And no, we never want anyone to resort to violence in our city at all. And that's why some of them will be held accountable. They all will be held accountable if they were violent in the city.
Mr. Mayor,
I wish you just take a little time and understand some of the rawness behind the pain that people feel each and every day because of the injustices that are found in the streets and in cities across this country.
I'll accept what you're saying about the pain, and you're right. I'm a white guy in the suburbs. That's who I am. I don't share that same pain. But when I talked to you last Friday about the pain of the business owners, black and white, which is also very real, as their life savings go down the tube, that didn't move you to change the rules so that they could salvage themselves. In fact, you doubled down because the virus was so deadly to black and brown people in particular, you wouldn't change the rules then. So I have to ask you why one standard for some people's pain and another standard for, I'm not denigrating it, the pain of other minority citizens. I mean, it seems like you're prioritizing which one you're willing to let people take a risk over.
That's absolutely false. Remember, I was led by the data on whether or not we entered a phase two.
Did the data change with the protest?
Let's step back real quick, John. I'm not the leader of thousands of people who will come in from all across the Commonwealth of Virginia and beyond to the city of Richmond. And we can't close our walls. We can't wall off the city, the capital city, because people want to come here and protest.
So the message is, if that you're a business owner, if you obey the law, that's great. But if you decided, you know what, to hell with Mayor Stoney, I'm going to go out and just do what I want to do, you'd leave them alone like you did the protesters? I mean, I think that's a problem.
I think that's absolutely false, John. I think you're making a comparison that is comparing apples and oranges.
People who are obeying your rules and people who aren't obeying your rules, and you've got different standards for the two of them. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. What am I getting wrong?
I think you're wrong right here, because I don't see a double standard here at all. No double standard at all, because we're talking about a virus, businesses that I think that should not be open. If, you know, we're talking about haircutteries and barbershops, things of that nature. I thought we should take a pause because the data said that, you know what, this disease is still rampant in our community, and we should be very, very careful when it comes to public health, right?
Then, you've been clear about that, right?
Very clear about that. And I know that some people think that no one here is purposely or being punitive to anyone here, businesses or whatnot. And I just do not accept that phrasing by you, that we're being punitive. This is a public health crisis.
Well, no, you said, and I accepted, and that this was your judgment as the mayor, as the elected mayor, the best judgment you could offer for Richmond. I probably disagree with you, but that's your job as the mayor. It's not my job as a radio guy. That's fine. But then in a week later, or, you know, not even a week later, hours later, I mean, you and I talked Friday morning. By Friday night, there were people in the streets, and you were so adamant about the business owners. I'm just puzzled, why weren't you so concerned and adamant about protesters clearly not social distancing, clearly breaking every rule that's out there?
I don't think you, maybe you did not tune into my press conference I had earlier during the whole process, where we were adamant against the looting and the violence, that it is unacceptable, and you're not going to come here and tear up our city. So speaking directly to those violent protesters, but I think you continue to paint all the protesters with a broad brush.
Well, even the peaceful ones were not social distancing. Even the peaceful protesters were, I mean, it was a very large crowd. I won't call it a mob.
So you're asking my police officers to come in and push people 6 feet apart everywhere, 20,000
Well, you were willing to do it with business owners, weren't you, if they dared open their doors? I mean, if somebody in down in Chaco Slippit had opened their doors and said, come on in, let's have 200 people in here, I don't think you would have tolerated that.
Huh? The health department would have been there, correct.
Right. So, again, listen, I appreciate you coming on. We've had good conversations, and even though we disagree, you know, you're upstanding to come on the radio and talk about it, and I'm out of time. But I hope you don't see a double standard, sir, respectfully, I hope you'll take a look at that, because I think you could find it if you looked for it.
You know, two honorable men can disagree.
Mayor LeVar Stoney, the mayor of the city of Richmond, I appreciate you coming on the radio this morning. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.